few more weeks. I'm not sure how many he has arranged with Eric, but we're happy that Jürgen is with us, and we're going to continue to be blessed by his ministry on the parables.
那我不知道就是这个弟兄还有几周啊，然后但是呢，接下来的几周都会是这个弟兄来带我们来看圣经中的预言。So
I think maybe those are all that we have for announcements tonight. Again, welcome to all. We will pray. Jürgen will start to preach, and by the grace of God, others will join us.
圣经中的比喻啊，然后欢迎大家，也欢迎Jürgen弟兄。我们在开始之前，先来做一个祷告。Let's
pray.
我们来祷告。Lord,
we are thankful tonight that we can study the Word of God.
主啊，我们感谢您，我们今天晚上可以学习神的话语。We
thank you for sending Jürgen to us.
我感谢您派Jürgen弟兄到我们这里。We
thank you that down through the years you have taught him the truth of God.
主啊，感谢您在这一年里教导他，教导我们关于神的话语。We
thank you that you have enabled him to try to live the truth of God.
主啊，也感谢您带领Jürgen弟兄能够活出神道。And
we thank you that you have used him in Latin America, especially in the land of Bolivia. But Lord, you've used him in many ways, and we thank you for that. We're praying that you will use him here tonight.
主啊，感谢您在玻利维亚使用他，也感谢您在其他各个场合能够使用他。主啊，也求您今天在这个场合也能够使用他来教导我们。So
now, Lord, we commit this time this evening or in the far other parts of the world this morning, we commit the time to you for your blessing upon us.
主啊，所以我们把这段时间交在您的手中，求您能够祝福我们。And
we pray that you will cause others to join us as you see fit. Lord, we pray that the blessing of God will be to many.
主啊，也求您带领那些您认为合适的人加入到我们中间，求您使所有的人都能够得益。And
so we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and pray.
所以主啊，我们的感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, Jürgen, you just go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Harold, and good evening, friends. It's good to be with you again to open God's book.
那大家晚上好，很高兴又能够和大家一起翻开神的话语。In
our previous studies, we have been looking at the three parables in Luke chapter 15.
在我们上一次的学习中，我们来看到了路加福音15章的三个比喻。We
looked at the parable of the lost sheep, and then at the story of the lost coin.
我们看了丢失的羊和丢失的钱两个比喻。Tonight
we would like to look at the third story, which is the story of the lost son.
所以今天我们来看最后一个比喻，就是浪子丢失的儿子的比喻。
This is one of the best known stories in the Bible and one of the most loved parables of Christ.
Amen.
那这可能是圣经中最著名的几个故事之一啊，也可能是神所告诉我们的比喻中最可爱的一个。One
writer said that this story is the greatest short story ever written.
有一个作者说呢，这样一个 短小的故事可能是这世界上最美好的一个短小的故事。It
gives us a wonderful, a beautiful picture of God.
它给了我们关于神的一个美好的形象。So
let's start reading at verse 11 of Luke chapter 15.
所以我们从路加福音的15章11节开始读。Maybe
I'll just get Daniel to read those verses from verse 11 and we'll go all the way to 24. Perhaps you could just read Daniel.
Okay. 所以我们来读路加福音15章11节到24节。 11节，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说：“父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。”他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的。 又遇着那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来就说， 我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。
Once there was a little boy who was drawing a picture on a piece of paper.
有一次呢，有一个人呢，在一张纸上画一个图画。
And he was asked, "What are you drawing?"
那边上的人呢，就问他，你在画什么呢？
The little boy answered, "I'm drawing a picture of God."
那个画画的小男孩就说呢，我在画一幅神的图画。
Well, they explained to him that nobody knows what God looks like.
那边上的人就对这个小男孩说，没有人知道神长什么样子。
And the little boy said, "Well, they will know when I'm done."
那小男孩却说呢，当我画完了，你们就知道了。
What we have in Luke chapter 15 is a picture of God given to us by his son.
那路加福音15章呢，就是神借着他的圣子给我们的一幅关于神的图画。
The Lord gave us this beautiful parable, and it's a story that teaches us wonderful truth about the Heavenly Father.
神给了我们这样一个完美的比喻，然后来告诉我们关于神，关于天上的父的真理。
The Lord gave us many wonderful parables to teach us about God, but no parable gives us such a remarkable picture of the Father as we get here in Luke 15.
主借着比喻告诉我们很多关于神的真理啊，但是没有一个比这个更加令人印象深刻了。
The story is often called the parable of the lost son, but actually it's not so much about a son, but about a father.
这个比喻通常被称为浪子的比喻，但是这个比喻其实并不是关于浪子的，它更多的是关于那位父亲的。
It is a simple story that is amazingly profound.
这是一个简单的故事，但是却非常的深奥。
Only the master could have said so much in so few words.
那以至于呢，就是这位耶稣啊，他把这样一个故事只能用短短的几句话来表达出来，这样深奥的道理。
And here the Lord was responding to a criticism from the religious leaders who thought that he should not be spending time with sinners and disreputable people.
我们要记得这个比喻的背景是耶稣正在对那些批评他们告诉那些批评耶稣不要让他和罪人一起吃饭的那些法利赛人在对他们说话。
And Christ's response basically was to say, "You really don't know God. Let me tell you what he's really like."
而基督的回应呢，其实就是告诉他们，你们其实并不认识神是怎样的神，我来告诉你们神是怎样的神。
So what is God like? Let's look at this story to answer that question.
所以神是怎样的神呢？我们来看看这个故事，就可以回答这个问题。
First of all, he is a God who gives with amazing generosity.
首先第一，他是一个极其慷慨的神。
In verse 12, he asks his father for his inheritance, and it says, "So he divided to them his livelihood."
所以呢，十二节说，父亲，请把我应得的家业分给我，他父亲就把产业分给他们。
The first thing we see the father doing in this story is giving.
所以第一件事情，我们看见父亲在这个故事中所做的就是给。
In Jewish culture, asking for the inheritance ahead of time demonstrated great disrespect for the father.
在犹太的历史里面，犹太的这个传统里面，一个儿子提前去管他的父亲要这样的遗产， 其实是对父亲的一个极大的不尊重。
It was like giving your father a slap in the face. It was like wishing that he were dead.
这就像扇你父亲的一个嘴巴一样，就是告诉他，我希望你现在就死了。
The amazing thing is how the father responds to that insult. He takes his hard-earned money and he gives it to the son.
但是我们看这个父亲面对这样的羞辱，他是怎么回应的？他把自己辛苦挣来的钱分给了他的儿子。
Without a word of reproach, he gives the young fellow his request.
没有任何一句的责备，他把他的产业分给了他的儿子。
And with his father's money in hand, the young fellow launches out and does everything possible to break his father's heart.
然后呢，拿到了钱的这个小儿子呢，去外面做了一切可以让他父亲心碎的事情。
And everything he did was paid for by his father's money.
所有他做的这些糟糕的事情都是他父亲的钱去付上的。
The traveling expenses, the hotels, the wild parties, the wine and the women, all of those things were paid for with the money he got from his dad.
他无论是旅行的费用、酒店的费用、是他开宴会的费用、还是喝酒、找女人的费用，都是他父亲的钱付上的。
The Bible starts out with an awesome display of the overwhelming generosity of God.
圣经在这个故事的一开头就向我们显示了神这巨大的慷慨。
Everything our first parents could possibly desire was lavished on them in abundance in the Garden of Eden.
所以我们最开始我们的原初的先祖啊，亚当和夏娃，他们是在伊甸园开始的。
God created a wonderful world of beauty and harmony and perfection for Adam and Eve.
神为了亚当和夏娃创造了整个完美的和谐的美好的世界给他们。
They were surrounded on every hand with good things provided by God.
他们被一切神所造的美好的事物所包围。
And six times God looked at his handiwork and said, "It is good. It is good."
神六次看向他所做成的工，说这是好的，这是好的。
The central theme of Genesis 1 and 2 is that God will provide every good thing for people if they will but trust and obey him.
所以创世纪的一章二节，它的中心就是告诉人们如果你顺服神，如果你按照他的顺服他的律法，顺服他的要求，你就可以得到这一切的好物。
God gave Adam and Eve every reason to believe that he would never withhold any good thing from them.
所以神给了亚当夏娃所有的理由，让他们可以相信神没有把任何好的东西留下不给他们。
But Satan came and he only had to speak once and that confidence in God's goodness was destroyed.
但是撒旦来了，他只对亚当夏娃说了一次话，亚当夏娃对于神的这样慷慨、这样美善的信心就没有了，就被毁掉了。
Satan's great lie was, "Don't expect God to satisfy all your desires."
那撒旦他的最大的谎言就是不要相信神能够满足你所有的需要、所有的想要的东西。
Satan was saying, "God is not as good as you think, and there are some things that He does not want you to enjoy."
撒旦实际上在说，神没有像你，神不是像你想象的那样好，他一定给自己留下了一些东西是好的，但是他不愿意给你。
God is not good, dear friends. That is the greatest lie in the universe.
Amen.
神是不好的，这是撒旦给我们、给整个世界上最大的谎言。
It's also the great controversy that the Bible deals with.
这也是整本圣经最经常要去对付的这样的一个谎言。
And Satan does all that he can to make people believe that the promise of sin is more satisfying than the promises of God.
所以撒旦用了他一切的努力来让人相信罪的这样的承诺给你的好的东西要比神所给你的要更好。
And the enemy blinds people's minds to the inexhaustible riches of the goodness of God.
所以呢 仇敌呢就蒙蔽了人的双眼，蒙蔽了人的心眼，让人看不见神，是给予的神，神是慷慨的神。
It is by believing Satan's lie that people find themselves in a pigsty instead of in paradise.
但是因为相信撒旦的谎言，人们发现自己在一个猪圈里，而不是在天堂里。
And we foolishly squandered God's good gifts, but that was not about to deter God from an even greater display of his generosity and goodness, as we will see in this story Jesus tells.
那我们通常拒绝神，但是这并不会阻止神向人们不断地展现他的慷慨，他的美善，就像在这个故事里，这个父亲所做的这样。
So the first thing we see about God is that he is a God of amazing generosity.
所以我们第一个看见，这个故事里告诉我们的，就是这位父亲是一个有巨大慷慨的父亲。
Here's the second thing. He is a God who patiently endures our prideful rebellion.
第二点呢，就是这位神是一个恒久忍耐我们这样去拒绝他，去抵抗他的神。
Notice what this young man did.
我们看看这个小儿子所做的。
Verse 13 says, And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
13节，过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里肆意放荡，浪费资财。
There are three verbs that describe what this young man did.
这里有三个动词形容了这个小儿子所做的事情。
First, it says that he gathered, he turned his assets into hard cash.
那第一个就是收拾起来，就是他把他所有的都换成了这样的钱财可以带走的。
It seems that he sold everything his father had given him and pocketed the money.
这个词听起来是他把他父亲所给他的一切东西都卖掉了，换成钱。
And then it says that he journeyed to a far country.
然后是往远方去了。
It seems that he is trying to get as far away from home as possible.
这个看上去呢，他想要离家越远越好。
Why did he go far away?
为什么他想要离开家远一点呢？
Well, I think you know, don't you?
我相信大家知道，不是吗？
Out there in the far country, Dad is not around, and he can do all that he wants to do.
因为在那个远方，他的父亲就不在身边，他就可以做一切他所想做的事情。
His father will not be checking up on him.
他的父亲没有办法盯着他看。
And he wastes no time in hitting the road, and his father stood and with a broken heart watched him go.
他并没有停下来一秒啊，但是留着他的父亲带着心碎的心一直站着等着他。
And the third verb is that he wasted.
那第三个动词就是浪费。
The word means to scatter.
那这个词就是把它分散开。
It's often used of winnowing grain when you throw it to the wind and you let the wind carry away the part that you don't want.
这个词呢就好比你把一堆这种轻的东西扔进风里，然后希望风把它吹散，吹走，吹不见了。
So first the boy gathered and then he scattered.
所以呢他第一个把它收拾起来，然后呢把它浪费掉，把它扔出去了。
He foolishly squandered his inheritance and threw the whole thing to the wind.
他等于他很愚蠢地把他得到的这些遗产扔进了风中。
How did he do this?
他怎么做的呢？
He wasted his inheritance, it says, with riotous living.
就是借着任意放荡，所以他浪费了资财。
The word suggests that he went to the limit of sinful excess.
他等于说呢，这个词呢，就是意味着他进到了这样罪的权势下，罪的行为之中。
He had the money, he had the freedom, and he took full advantage of that.
那他现在有钱，有自由，然后他极大的利用了这些。
Did the father know that this was going to happen?
那你觉得这个父亲知不知道这些会发生呢？
Did he know that this was going to happen to all his hard-earned wealth?
你觉得他知不知道这些他辛苦赚来的家业会被这样对待呢？
Why did he allow the family name to be dragged in the dirt?
为什么他允许他的名啊，他的家族的名声被这样丢进尘土里呢？
Why did he allow this young fellow to do all of that?
他为什么许可这个年轻人去做这一切的事情呢？
Those are hard questions, aren't they?
这些都是很难的问题，不是吗？
Why did God put up with all the sins that I've committed?
为什么神没有马上为什么神披上了我所犯的这些罪呢？
Why did God put up with all the sins that you've committed?
为什么神披上了你们所犯的这些罪呢？
The answer to that question has to do with one of the attributes of God mentioned in the scriptures.
那这么做的原因呢，只有可能是关于神在圣经中所体现出来的他的自己的属性。
The Bible talks about the long sufferingness of God.
圣经说他是恒久忍耐的神。
It is because God is long suffering that we are all still alive.
因为神是恒久忍耐的，所以我们现在还能继续活着。
Long suffering is God postponing his judgment as long as he can, exhausting all the options in order to bring people back to himself.
所以这样的恒久忍耐呢，就是神不停地推迟他的审判，直到他用尽了他所有的方式使你能够得救。
The Bible says that God is rich in goodness and in long suffering.
所以圣经说他是就是蛮有美善的，然后是恒久忍耐的。
He patiently waits for people to repent and turn back to him.
他耐心地等待人悔改，转回向他。
There was once a famous atheist who was giving a talk on atheism.
那有一个无神论者呢，他对无神论有一个评价，有一个话语。
He was speaking to a large audience.
他对很大一群的听众在说。
And he said, if there is a God, I will give him 2 minutes to strike me dead and to show that he's there.
那他说呢，如果这里有一个神，我给他2分钟。他把我杀了，我就知道这里有位神了。
He stood in front of his audience as the seconds ticked by.
What's that again?
He stood in front of his audience in silence as the seconds ticked by.
所以他站在他的听众面前，然后呢，等待这个时钟，这2分钟度过去。
2 minutes passed, and there was no lightning bolt from heaven.
那2分钟过去了，天上并没有劈下一道闪电来。
And the atheist proudly boasted that he had just proved that God does not exist.
所以呢，这个无神论者啊，就非常骄傲地声明说呢，我刚刚证明了地上没有神存在。
A well-known preacher, when hearing about the incident, remarked, "Did he think he could exhaust the patience of God in 2 minutes?"
然后呢，另一个牧师呢，听到了这个，他的评价是呢，你觉得你能够在2分钟内就耗尽神的耐心吗？
It is not surprising to me that God can control the seas and the storms and the stars.
那对我来说呢，神能够控制海，控制风暴，控制星宿，这并不是很难以接受的事情。
But it's amazing that he will patiently endure the arrogance of those who blaspheme his name and trample his laws.
但是呢，他能够一直忍耐那些侮辱他的，那些敌视他的，就是污蔑他的名的人，这对我来说是很令人惊讶的。
He patiently waits, desiring that his goodness would lead people to repentance.
Amen. 所以他蛮有耐心的，一直等待，希望他的美善能够引导人悔改。
He is a God who patiently endures our prideful rebellion.
他是一位神，一直忍耐我们骄傲的反抗，骄傲的悖逆。
And here's the third thing. He is a God who draws us with wisdom and kindness.
第三点，他是一位神，用智慧和慈爱来带领我们。
Notice what happens in this young man's life.
我们看看这个小儿子的生命中发生了什么。
He was living it up, and his father was the furthest thought from his mind.
他现在离开了家里，现在他的父亲已经是他思维中最远的一个地方。
There were too many pleasures to enjoy.
他有太多的快乐可以享受了。
How are we going to get this young man to turn around?
那我该怎么使这个年轻人回转呢？
Notice how God does it.
我们看神是怎么做的。
First of all, the money runs out.
首先呢，钱用花光了。
Well, that put an end to the parties and the friends.
那这样的话呢，这些宴会，他的这些狐朋狗友就不见了。
Notice how God is putting pressure and helping him to realize that he's been living like a fool.
我们看到神是怎样在他身上施加压力，让他意识到他的生活就像一个傻瓜一样。
Number two, a famine rolls in.
第二呢，这个地方有个饥荒。
Our young friend falls on hard times.
我们这个年轻人遇到了很艰难的时段。
He's starting to see that life in the far country is not what it's cracked up to be.
那他开始意识到这个在远方，在其他国家的这样一个生活并不是那么美好了。
Now we see him walking the streets and he's looking for work.
我看见他走在大街上开始寻找工作。
And we say, praise God, poverty is the best thing that ever happened to him. Pretty soon he's going to want to go home.
所以我们说，感谢主，这个贫穷在他身上应该是最好的事情，因为这样他才会很快就想起回家。
Finally, out of desperation, he tries to get some food by feeding pigs.
那在绝望里呢，他开始借着喂猪能够，希望能够混一口吃的。
A Jew taking care of pigs for a Gentile, that was the ultimate disgrace.
一个犹太人为外邦人喂猪，这对犹太人来说是一个极大的羞辱。
This Jewish boy had hit rock bottom.
那这个男孩已经触碰到谷底了。
And we say, Lord, you're really putting the screws on him. You're putting pressure and helping him rethink what he's doing with his life.
所以我们说，主啊，你把压力放在他身上，让他可以重新去思考一下他的人生，他之前所做的事情。
God knows how to drive us back to the Father's house, doesn't he?
神知道怎么把我们带回到父的家中，不是吗？
He does not let people go to hell comfortably.
神不会允许人舒舒服服的就下地狱的。
He may use poverty or famines or pigs or anything else.
他可能用贫穷，用饥荒，甚至是猪，其他的一切东西。
And he does that because he loves us.
他这么做是因为他爱我们。
If he sends hunger, it's so that desire will be awakened in us to come to his banquet.
那我如果他把饥饿派过来呢，他是希望我们能够愿意去到他的宴席中去。
And he orders the circumstances of life with infinite wisdom and compassion to draw us back to himself.
他用他无限的智慧和热情来安排我们生命中所遇到的这些环境，为了把我们带回去。
Now, here's the fourth thing that we learn about the Father.
那现在是第四点。
He is a God who abounds with unlimited supply.
他是一位有充足供应的，有无限供应的神。
When the young man was feeling the pangs of hunger, look what came to his mind.
当这个男孩饿得肚子痛的时候，他什么浮现在他的脑海中了呢？
We read in verse 17, when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare and I perish with hunger?
17节，他醒悟过来就说，我父亲有多少的雇工口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
He started to remember the abundance of his father's house.
他开始意识到他父亲是多么的富足了。
And the memories of all that good food and the abundance of it haunts him as he sits there starving with the pigs.
那这样对他原来富足的这样的记忆啊，在他饥饿之中开始浮现出来。
In the father's house, there was plenty to eat.
在他的父的家中有无限可以吃的东西，有足够可以吃的。
And thinking about it made his mouth water.
那想到这个，他的嘴里可能就开始流口水了。
The word abundant is often used in the Bible when talking about God.
有余，口粮有余，有余这个词经常在圣经中被使用来去讲神，关于神的事情的时候会用到这个词。
It says that he is abundant in goodness.
圣经说他的恩典是充足，是有余的。
It speaks of his abundant grace.
他的美善是有余的。
It speaks of his abundant mercy.
他的怜悯是有余的。
And there's a verse that I love about this. It's in Psalm 36 and verse 7. And Daniel, would you please read that for us?
Sure. 诗篇
verse 7 and 8.
诗篇36章的7节和8节啊，这是哲哥弟兄非常喜欢的两句经文。神啊，你的慈爱何其宝贵，世人投靠在你翅膀的荫下，他们必因你殿里的肥甘得以饱足，你也必叫他们喝你乐河的水。
God takes great delight in satisfying those who come back to his house, and he has abundant resources for doing that.
神去满足那些回转他面前的人，对他来说是非常高兴的事情，而且他也有充足的资源来做这个事情。
His storehouses are inexhaustible.
他的仓库是不会用尽的。
And he loves to have us there to enjoy the richness of his banqueting table.
他希望那些回到他面前的人去享受他宴席桌上的食物。
And for all eternity, he will be lavishing his endless stores of loving kindness upon us.
在永恒里呢，他会把他无限的恩赐和供应倾倒在我们身上。
We have no idea of all that he has laid up in store for us.
那我们没有办法想象他所有的东西如果摆在我们面前是怎样。
So this young fellow decides to go home.
所以这个年轻人，这个小儿子决定回家。
He turns his back on the pigsty and starts down the road towards his father's house.
他开始离开猪圈，去到回家的路上了。
His money and his dignity are gone.
他的钱和他的尊严已经不见了。
He smells like a pig keeper.
他现在闻起来就像一个喂猪的。
He's returning from the far country, barefooted, empty-handed, and full of shame.
他现在光着脚空着手从那个远方的国家带着羞耻回到家里。
When night falls, he finds a place to sleep along the side of the road.
可能夜晚来到，他在路边找到了一个可以睡觉的地方。
And gazing up at the stars, 1,000 questions run through his mind.
那在地上看着星星的时候，可能有1,000个问题在他的脑海中浮现。
Did his father want to see him again?
我的父亲还想要再见到我吗？
Would he kick him off the farm?
他会不会把我从他的农场里踢出来呢？
The day finally came when he came to a hill and viewed in the distance the village that he had known from childhood.
终于有一天，他回到了，他可以远远地看见那个他从小一直长大的村庄。
And wiping his brow, he took a deep breath and started down the final stretch, rehearsing his speech.
他揉了揉眼睛，然后呢，深吸了一口气，终于踏上了最后的一段路程。
The fellow who had wasted his inheritance was now approaching the village.
现在这个耗尽了一切家财的小儿子开始快接近到他的家乡了。
His heart was full of doubts and fears.
他的心里满是恐惧和疑惑。
He had no idea of what was going to happen when he got home.
他不知道当他回到家中的时候会发生什么。
And then something happened that he never expected.
然后有一些他从来没有期望过的事情发生了。
And here we learn something else about God.
在这里我们知道了更多的关于神的事情。
He is a God who eagerly runs to show mercy.
他是一位想要急切地想要向我们显明他的怜悯的神。
It says in verse 20, And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off.
二十节，于是起来往他父亲那里去，相离还远。
The boy was far away that you could barely see him coming.
这个男孩还离家里还非常远，你可能很难看清楚他。
He was a great way off when his father saw him.
当他父亲看见的时候，他还离得很远。
How was it that the father was able to spot him? Did he receive an email telling him when he would arrive?
他父亲怎么知道他要回来呢？他难道他收到了一封邮件，说他要到家了吗？
No, this tells us a little about what was happening in the home.
没有，这个告诉我们一点关于家里儿子离开之后家里发生的事情。
The father could not stop thinking about his lost son.
他的父亲不能停止去思想他丢失的这个儿子。
How many times a day would he stand on the porch and look off into the distance, wondering when he would come back?
一天有多少次父亲会站在这个山坡上去眺望远方，看看他的儿子回没回来呢？
I wonder if his other son didn't say, Dad, why do you waste so much time waiting for that son of yours to return? Why don't we just get on with life?
我可以想象，在家里的另一个儿子会经常对这个父亲说：“父亲啊，为什么你要浪费这么多的时间去等待这个已经离开的儿子呢？为什么我们不是继续我们的生活就好了呢？”
But the father's heart ached and he couldn't stop thinking about that boy.
但是他的父亲心痛，他不能停止去思想他的儿子。
There was pain in his heart, and there was a deep longing for his son to come home.
他的心一直很痛，他一直希望他的儿子能够回来。
And he anxiously waited for that day.
他焦虑的一直在等待着，直到那一天。
Friends, the Bible says that God saw us when we were a great way off.
Amen。朋友们，圣经告诉我们，神看到我们，当我们还远的时候，神就看到我们。
The Bible says that God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world.
圣经告诉我们，神在这世界建立之先就拣选了我们。
And God had us in mind before he created the universe.
神在创造整个宇宙之前就把我们放在了心上。
And he was looking forward to the moment when he would shower his mercy upon us.
然后他期望有一天，他可以把他的怜悯、他的赦免倾倒在我们身上。
So look what the father does. In verse 20 it says, But when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran.
我们看看这个父亲做了什么。相离还远，他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去。
The day finally came when the father spotted him in the distance and his heart races.
这一天终于来了，他的父亲在很远的地方看见了他的儿子，他的心就欢喜，就升起来。
And not only his heart, but his feet, and he bursts out the front door and takes off down the road.
不只是他的心，他的腿也是，他冲出家门啊，就向那边跑去。
Now, well-to-do, dignified men are not supposed to run in public.
那一个很尊贵的人，他是不应该在公共场合下奔跑的。
They keep their composure.
他们要保持他的仪态呀，
They keep a check on their emotions.
他们要就是保持自己的情绪是冷静的。
Aristotle said that great men do not run in public.
那伟大的人从不在公共场合下奔跑，
That's for boys and for servants, not for gentlemen.
那些是为了这些男孩们或者是这些仆人们的，绅士们从来不做这个。
But this elderly father gathers up his garments and dashes down the road, and that goes against all cultural norms.
但是这位老父亲，穿上他的衣服就跑过去见他的儿子，这个打破了一切的这些所谓的社交的礼仪、社交的常识。
The Lord Jesus is painting a picture of what God is really like, and it's an awesome portrait.
那耶稣在这里再画一幅他父的图像，这是一个非常美好的图像。
The father runs. Can you feel the emotion building in this story?
那这个父亲在奔跑，你能看见这里所包含的情感吗？
The boy sees him coming and he probably doesn't know what to do.
那这个儿子看见他父亲向他跑过来，他可能手足无措，不知道该做什么了。
The father is running as fast as he can.
这个父亲跑的是按照他能所跑的最快的向他跑过去。
If we made a film of this story, I think here we would go into slow motion.
那我觉得如果在这里这个故事拍成电影的话，在这个场合我们可能会用到慢动作。
The father's heart is pumping as he races down the road.
这个父亲在奔跑的时候，他的心跳非常的快。
He does not want to postpone this encounter one second more than necessary.
他不想再推迟这样的相遇一秒钟，他想要马上见到他的儿子。
The son can't believe his eyes. It's all unexpected and he doesn't know what to think.
这个儿子不敢相信自己看见的啊，他从来没有期望过这个事情，他可能不知道该做什么。
And before he can gather his thoughts, he is swept into the embrace of his father who hugged and kissed him.
在还没有反应过来的时候呢，他就被他的父亲拥抱住，开始被他所亲吻。
Standing in the middle of the road, the father covers him with kisses, pig smell and all.
在路的中央，这个父亲开始亲吻这个闻起来像喂猪的这样的男孩。
Can you see what is happening there without feeling emotion in your heart?
你可以看见这个却心里没有任何的感觉吗？
It's hard to read this story without being overcome by emotion.
在读这个故事的时候，很难心里不被这样的感动所充满。
Because this is not the story of some Jewish boy. This is my story.
这个并不是一个普通的犹太人男孩的故事，这个就是我。
I cannot comprehend that the Lord of the universe throws aside all kingly behavior and comes running to me after I've been living with the pigs.
我很难想象啊，这个万王之王啊，他抛下了一切身为王的这样的仪表，他向我奔跑过来，然后向我这样一个刚从猪圈里出来的人奔跑过来。
How amazing it is that he would run towards me and embrace me and kiss me and be overjoyed to have me back.
多么奇妙啊，他向我跑过来，他拥抱我，他向我亲嘴，并且非常非常高兴我能够回来。
Can we comprehend that kind of love and that kind of mercy?
我们可以理解这样的爱和这样的怜悯吗？
There was a young preacher who was explaining in a sermon that God never needs to hurry.
那有一个年轻的传道人啊，他在一个讲座里讲到神从来不在着急的过程里。
He never has to rush to get somewhere on time.
他不需要着急的做某件事情，为了让他能够按时发生。
He never lags behind. He's never ahead of schedule. He's always punctual.
那他的计划是完美的，他从不过早或者过后。
When the young man finished his message, an older brother congratulated him on what he had preached, but he said, "You made one mistake."
那当他讲完道了之后呢？有一个年长的弟兄呢，恭喜他完成了这样一篇讲道，但是指出了你有一点是错误的。
And what mistake is that? Said the young man.
那这个年轻人就问我犯了什么错呢？
Well, you said that God never runs.But there is a story in the Bible where we see God running, and it's here in the story of the prodigal son.
那这个老弟兄说呢，你说神从不着急的奔跑，但是我们在这里看见了圣经里有一个故事，就是描述神奔跑的，就是我们现在读到的这个浪子的比喻。
When the boy returns, the father doesn't wait for him at home. He eagerly runs to meet him.
那当这个男孩回家的时候呢，他的父亲没有在家里等着他，而是激动地跑过去了。
What a picture of God. When it comes to showing mercy, he is in a hurry, and he runs.
那这是关于神怎样的一个图像呢？当他想要显明他的慈爱，他的怜悯的时候，他是奔跑着向你显明的。
He loves to show mercy, and he is not reluctant to forgive.
他想要显明他的慈爱，他也从不不情愿去赦免，他总是想要赦免。
In Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, it says, the Lord God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy.
Amen.
所以出埃及34章的6节说，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And there's a great contrast between the slowness of his anger and the eagerness of his loving kindness.
这里有一个巨大的对比，就是他是怎样缓慢的发怒，又是怎样快速的想要显明他的慈爱和怜悯。
And well could the prophet Micah say in chapter 7, verse 18 of his prophecy, who is a God like unto you that pardons iniquity and delights in mercy?
所以在弥迦书的七章啊 ,sorry, which verse?
That's Micah chapter 7, verse 18.
弥迦书的七章十八节啊，他说，神啊，有何神向你赦免罪孽，饶恕你产业之渔民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩。
I'm sure that you and I would have handled this situation quite differently.
那我相信你，如果是在座的你我啊，对于这样一个情景，肯定是用不同的方式来处理的。
Perhaps we would have stood stiffly at the door of our house with crossed arms and an angry look on our face.
我们可能僵硬地站在门口啊，抱起胸来，然后带着这样愤怒的面容。
We would have demanded an apology from our wayward son.
我们需要要求他来道歉，向我们道歉。
And there would have been consequences, severe consequences.
然后会有非常严重的后果。
But not this father.
但并不是这位父亲。
It was the furthest thing from his mind.
这个可能，刚才我们所想的可能是他思想里面最遥远的地方。
Because it's the furthest thing from God's mind.
因为这是神他的思想里最遥远的地方。
He's a God who delights in mercy and he runs to embrace returning sinners.
因为神是一个喜爱怜悯的神，他对那些归向他的那些悔改者是极其的高兴的。
Let's notice something else about God in this story. He is a God who lavishes extravagant grace.
然后一点，就是他是一个施恩的神，是一个施给人极大恩典的神。
And look what the father gave to his son.
我们看看这个父亲给了儿子什么。
We read in verse 22, well, first of all, it says in verse 20 that he fell on his neck and kissed him.
那我们可以在22节读到，但是先20节，他跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Now, a kiss was not only a sign of affection, it was a sign of forgiveness.
这样的亲嘴并不仅仅是爱的标志，也是赦免的标志，原谅的标志。
The boy received mercy and was reconciled to his father.
这个男孩领受了来自他父亲的怜悯，并且和他父亲和好了。
Had this been the whole story, the prodigal would have had much to be thankful about, but it didn't stop there.
那如果故事只停留在这里的话呢，这个浪子已经有足够的理由可以大大的感谢他的父亲了，但是并没有。
Verse 22 says, but the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
那这个故事并没有停在这里。22节，父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上。
Four more things were given to this boy.
有四个东西给到了这个男孩。
The best robe marks the son as an honored guest.
那上好的袍子意味着这个男孩是一个尊贵的客人。
It's not just new clothes, it's the best robe that he got.
这不是仅仅是一个新袍子，这是上好的，是最好的袍子。
And he received a ring, a sign of authority and sonship.
那然后是戒指，戒指代表着权力和这样的继承权，他的儿子的身份。
And he received shoes, slaves never wore shoes, but this son was not going to be a slave or a servant. He was an honored son, and sandals were put on his feet.
然后是鞋，那鞋是就是这些仆人，这些奴仆是不会穿鞋的，所以鞋代表着他不是作为奴仆被接进来，他是作为儿子被接进来。
And the father says in verse 23, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it. Let us eat and be merry.
然后23节，把那肥牛犊牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐。
There was a fatted calf that had been prepared, had been fattened for this occasion.
那像现在有一个肥牛犊被牵来了，为了这个场合，他要被杀了。
The father had made preparations for the son's return long before they were needed.
所以这个父亲早早的就准备好了这个儿子回来所要准备的这些东西。
And that reminds us that the father designated his son as the Lamb of God from before the foundation of the world.
这个提醒了我们，神预备了他的圣子。早早的就预备了他的圣子，为我们成为那个赎罪的羔羊。
The joyous celebration required that the lamb be killed, and that happened at the cross.
那这样吃喝快乐的宴席，这样的快乐是建立在有一个羊羔被宰了的代价的基础上，这个发生在了十字架上。
How amazing is the grace of God?
那神的慈爱，神的恩典是多么的奇妙呢？
A kiss of reconciliation.
一个和好的亲吻。
A robe of righteousness.
一个公义的袍子。
The seal of the Holy Spirit.
一个这个圣灵的印。
The privilege of sonship.
就是他儿子，作为儿子的特权。
An honored guest in the Father's banquet.
然后呢，在他父的宴席中是作为尊贵的客人。
Who has ever heard of a God like this?
谁曾经听过有像这样的神呢？
What word can you use to describe this kind of grace?
这样的恩典你要用什么词来形容它呢？
In the book of Ephesians, Paul talks about the glory of his grace.
那以弗所书，保罗谈到了关于神恩典的荣耀啊。
He talks about the riches of his grace.
谈到了神恩典的丰盛。
He talks about the exceeding riches of his grace.
谈到了神超过想象的这样的丰盛的恩典。
And he decides there's no way to say it, and he describes it as the unsearchable riches of Christ.
所以他最后这个恩典是太多了，以至于他没有办法形容，他最后用一个词叫做不可数的，数不尽的。
What a picture the Lord Jesus gives us of the grace of God.
那神给我们，耶稣给我们神的恩典，这样的一个图画是多么美好。
Under the law, a rebellious son was to be executed by stoning.
那在律法下面呢，这样一个浪子，这样一个悖逆的儿子是要被石头砸死的。
And this wayward fellow comes back and the father showers on him all the blessings and privileges that he has.
但是这样的一个浪子回到家中的时候呢，父亲却把一切他的恩典倾倒在他身上。
What an extravagant display of grace.
这是一个多么伟大的关于恩典的图像呢。
Someone said that grace is God embracing me, loving me,accepting me without me having to do anything to deserve it.
有人说呢，恩典就是神拥抱我，神爱我，神接纳我，但却不需要我做任何事情来证明我配得他。
Let me say that again. Grace is God embracing me, loving me, accepting me without having to do anything to deserve it.
我再说一遍。恩典就是神拥抱我，神爱我，神接纳我，但却不需要我做任何事情来使我配得他。
There's one more thing I would like to point out about God in this story.
在这个故事中还有一点我想指出来关于神的形象的。
He is a God who rejoices with overflowing joy.
这是一位极其快乐的神。
The end of verse 23, he says, let us eat and be merry.
第二十三节的后面说，我们可以吃喝快乐。
For this my son was dead, verse 24, and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
So now we have a great banquet with the best food, and a group of musicians are brought in to fill the air with happy music.
那现在我们有一个丰盛的宴席，可能有很多的音乐家啊，使这个空气中传来了快活的音乐。
And the joyfulness of this moment is underscored by the fact that three times it mentions making merry.
那这个时刻的快乐实在是啊太过巨大，以至于这个故事里三次用到了快乐这个词。
And this occasion reminds me of what God says in Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17.
那这个图像呢，让我想到了西番雅书的三章十七节。
It says here, the Lord your God in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救、大有能力的主。他在你中间必因你欢心喜乐，默然爱你，且因你喜乐而欢呼。
This is the only time in the Bible that I know of where we see God singing.
这是我第一次在圣经中看见啊，神唱歌，欢呼这个词就是唱歌，唱歌唱起来的时候。
And what is he singing about?
那他在唱什么呢？
He is singing because he is so glad that you are back home with him.
他唱歌是因为他太高兴了，因为你回到了家中和他在一起。
And maybe in this banquet, the father comes forward and says, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to sing a special number here today.
那有可能在这样一个宴席中，这个父亲站起来，对大家说，绅士们、女士们，先生们、女士们，我要为大家唱一首特别的歌。
I would like to sing a song and dedicate it to my son because my heart is full of joy because he's back home again.
就是关于我儿子的歌，因为我的心现在充满了喜乐，因为他回到了我的身边。
Can you feel the wonder of the fact that God rejoices over you with singing?
你能够想象到，当你回到他身边的，当你回到神身边的时候呢？神是高兴到要歌唱起来吗？
Can you feel the marvel that God rejoices because you have come back home?
你能感觉到，因为你回到了家中，神的高兴，神的喜乐吗？
And you say, how can all this goodness and grace be possible?
你可能会想，这样的美善，这样的恩典，怎么可能是真的呢？
Well, the secret is not revealed in this story, but it was known to the one who was telling the story.
那这样的一个秘密并没有在这个故事中体现，但却在这个讲故事的人身上体现。
The reason is not in us, it's in the Lord Jesus Christ.
原因不是在我们这里，而是在基督那里。
The outpouring of God's goodness is possible because God dealt with all our badness and judged it at the cross.
那这样的喜乐之所以是可能的，因为我们所有的过错，所有的罪已经被审判了。
And it's because God bruised him that he can bless us.
Amen. 因为神击打了耶稣，所以他可以来祝福我们。
And when we take refuge by faith in the Lord Jesus, we come before God and he treats us as if we were his son. We are accepted in the beloved.
所以当我们接受了这样赦罪的恩典，我们来到神的面前，我们就可以神就可以接纳我们，就像他的圣子一样。
And maybe somebody could have said to this father, well, just a minute, how come you're receiving this fellow as if he were the best son in the world? Don't you realize he's lived with the pigs?
所以有的人可能会对这个父亲说，你怎么可以接受你的儿子就像他是世界上最好的儿子一样，你难道不记得他原来生活在猪圈里吗？
And the father could say, yes, I am treating him like he's the best son in the world because the best son in the world gave his life for him. And everyone who trusts in my son gets the kind of welcome that I would only give to my beloved son.
Amen.
所以神会说呢，我之所以可以把他视作这个世界上最好的儿子，因为那位世界上最好的儿子为了他死了。所以任何相信我的爱子的都可以接受，受到这样的欢迎。
And this is what the Bible is talking about when it says that we are accepted in the beloved in Ephesians 1:7.
那这就是圣经告诉我们以弗所书一章的七节说，以弗所书一章的七节说，我们这爱借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
And from that day forward, the son was brought into a wonderful new relationship with his father.
所以从那一天起，这位浪子进到了和他父亲一个全新的关系之中。
He started discovering how wonderful his father really was.
他开始想要去发现他的这位父亲究竟有多么的好。
And daily, you could see the two of them walking together, enjoying each other's company.
然后呢，我们每天都可以看到他和他的父亲一起行走，他们享受这样快乐，享受神的，享受他的父亲的美好。
And daily, the son was discovering more and more about the goodness and love of his father's heart.
然后每一天，这位浪子都发现了他的父亲的更多的美善。
It was a relationship that would have brought much joy to his heart.
这样一个关系会带给他极大的喜乐。
You may notice that in this story it says, and they began to be merry.
那我们可以在这个故事中看见他们开始变得快乐。
That's at the end of verse 24.
就是24节，快乐起来，他们就快乐起来了。
They began to be merry, but it never says they finished being merry.
那他告诉我们快乐起来，但从来没有告诉我们快乐结束了。
You know what? This celebration never ends.
Amen.
你知道吗？这样的庆祝没有终点的。
And it gets better and better.
它只会变得越来越好。
And for all eternity, we will be enjoying the wonders of the abundance of God's goodness and grace.
所以在永恒中，我们也会享受神无限的恩典和美好。
I love what it says about this in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 7.
那我很喜欢以弗所书二章七节啊所说的。
It says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Well, as we think about all this abundant grace, it certainly should captivate our hearts and turn us into worshipers and lovers of God.
当我们思想这样极丰富的恩典，它应该会抓住我们的心，把我们变成一个敬拜者，变成一个神爱的享受者。
Now here's a question. Do you think the following weekend this fellow was out getting drunk with his friends again?
那现在有一个问题，你觉得下一个周末这个小儿子会不会又继续和他的朋友喝醉了呢？
I don't think he was, and why was he not doing that?
我不觉得他会，那为什么他不会呢？
After receiving so much love, so much grace, so much mercy from his father, how can he go back to that?
那当他接受了如此多的爱，如此多的恩典，如此多的怜悯，他怎么可能还回到原来的生活中去呢？
Grace captivates our hearts and motivates us to live lives of gratitude, joy, and praise.
恩典会抓住我们的心，带领我们去过一段喜乐的，过一段就是荣耀的，就是属神的生活。
Let me finish with some verses from Titus chapter 2.
我们来最后来看一下提多书的二章的几节经文。
Verse 11 says this, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men.
11节，因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日。
Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们主救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own people, zealous for good works.
他为我们舍了自己，要赎我们脱离一切罪恶，又洁净我们，特作自己的子民，热心为善。
The grace of God teaches us to live a life of godliness.
所以神的恩典教训我们去过一个敬虔的生活。
We don't learn that lesson from the law, we learn it from the grace of God.
我们并不是从律法中学到这个的，我们是从神的恩典中学到的。
The grace of God transforms us and strengthens us to live lives that honor God.
神的恩典转变我们，并且给我们力量，让我们可以活出一个荣耀神的生活。
So the gospel is an invitation.
所以福音是一个邀请。
It's an invitation to return to the Father's embrace.
是一个邀请大家转回到神的怀抱中的邀请。
It's an invitation to live in the Father's embrace.
是邀请大家活在神的怀抱中的邀请。
If you have never returned to the Father's house, if you are still living in a far country, well, it's time to come home.
如果你还没有回到这位父的家中，如果你还生活在遥远的国度里，现在这是邀请，让你可以回家。
It's time to come back to the Father who is waiting for you.
现在是回到那位一直在等待着你的父那里去的时候了。
The Father who longs to shower his love and mercy upon you.
这位父一直等待着去倾倒他的爱和他的恩典在你的身上。
So this story is an invitation from God. He invites you to come home.
所以这个故事就是神的一个邀请，他邀请你回家。
And if you had any idea of what awaits you, you wouldn't wait a minute longer. You'd come home.
所以如果你想要接受这样的恩典，接受这样的邀请，就不要等待任何一秒。
Coming home involves committing your life to Jesus Christ and trusting him to give you forgiveness and reconciliation with God.
回家意味着接受神赦罪的恩典。把自己的生命交在耶稣手上，相信他为我们做成的赦罪的恩典。
When you come home, you will encounter extreme mercy.
当我们回家的时候，我们就会遇到极大的慈爱。
And you will experience the greatest love in the universe.
你就会经历整个宇宙最大的爱。
May the Lord teach us to enjoy and to live in the joy that comes from knowing this wonderful God and having him as our Father.
愿神教导我们能够享受神，并且能够因为知道这样一位美好的神而感到喜乐。
May God bless his word to us tonight.
愿神祝福他的话。
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you.
So we have a few minutes. Are there some questions tonight? Especially, we would accept questions from Zoom land, but there may be some questions here in the auditorium as well. Anybody with a question, please come forward.
在座的有任何的问题啊，无论是 Zoom 上的还是现场的各位都可以来问。